Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Tet, Zayin Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at Mishnah Tet, or most of Mishnah Tet of the first parak. HaMashashal Tefanot Milamala Lamata. So if you have your walls and you lower them from the top, meaning they're connected to the top of the Sukkah, and you're lowering them down but they don't reach all the way to the ground, if they get above, they don't reach within three tefachim of the ground, it's pasul. But if it reaches within three, it's kasher, because it's levud. Lamata lamala, but if you build up, meaning you start your wall at the bottom, kawaswa tefachim shira, all you need is for it to be 10 tefachim high, and the sukkah could be 19 amor high, big gap, it's okay. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, says, kashem shirin lamata lamala asarat tefachim, kach milamala lamata asarat tefachim. Just like building a wall up from the bottom only has to be 10 tefachim high. Similarly, building a wall down from the top only has to be 10 tefachim down from the top, and then it's okay. So we have machloket about what we call mechitza tuluya, a hanging mechitza. Now, b'may kamin palgi, what's the disagreement? Marsava mechitza tuluya materet, marsava mechitza tuluya eina materet. So that's the machloket. Now, tanatam, we have mishnah in Eruvin. Bor shebin shtei chatzerot. Let's say you have two chatzerot, and they've made their own Eruv, and then there's a cistern sitting right in between them. Ein malinan of a Shabbat, you cannot fill water. Neither chatzer can fill water from the bore. Elim ken asala mechitza asarat tefachim. Unless you made a mechitza in the middle of the bore, 10 tefachim high. Bein milamala, bein milamata, bein mitoch ogno. It could be above, it could be below, or it could be in the lip of the cistern. And then each side could take from their side. Shem Gamliel Omer, he disagrees and says, "But Shamir mi milamala, betel mi milamata." There's actually a machloket, and it isn't. You could put it where you want, but rather the case is that it either has to be above or below machloket betel shamay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda disagrees. Says, "Lo te mechitzak dola min hakotel shvenem." Look, there's a wall that cuts in between this bore that divides the two chatzerot. You don't need a mechitzah if you got that wall. So the mechitza either wouldn't work if the wall is not good enough, or if the wall is good enough, you don't need it. Rabbi Rachana, Rabbi Yochanan. So now that's the Mishnah. Now, what is Rabbi Yochanan's take? Rabbi Yehuda, b'shitat, Rabbi Yossi Amara. Why does Rabbi Yehuda, who is lenient here and says the wall going over it is good enough? Because he holds like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar mechitza tuya materet. Then Rabbi Yossi says a hanging mechitza works, as we saw in our Mishnah. Velohi, and we reject Rabbi Yochanan. The alignment doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda savalak Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Neither one of them would accept the other's position. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savalak Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, whose position was stated about Eruv Chatzerot, would not accept what Rabbi Yossi said about a sukkah. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hatam lo Eruv Chatzerot to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is only willing to use this theoretical position, having mechitza being valid in a derabbanan such as Eruv Chatzerot. Hachad sukkah doraita. Sukkah is a doraita construct. Lo. And now we'll take a look at sort of an opposite angle. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi ha-chayel b'sukkah, to mitzvah taseh. Rabbi Yossi allows it only in the context of sukkah, which is an aseh. Aval Shabbat yisur skila, even though the particulars of Eruv Chatzerot to Drabanan, Shabbat itself is a field that involves skila. Lo, and therefore he would not allow mechitza to luya. So we're going to find a story that happened on Shabbat with a mechitza tluya where they were permitted to carry in Tzipori, which is Rabbi Yossi's town. So it sounds like Rabbi Yossi does extend it to Shabbat. The answer is, Lopi Rabbi Yossi, Alpi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. It's after Rabbi Yossi died. It was his son, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who permitted it. Umay Maaseh, what was the story? Techiat Rav Dimi Amari. Rav Dimi came from Tveria and gave us the report. They forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to the shul on Erev Shabbat. The next day, they hung up sheets on pillars on the street going to the shul. That's how they were able to carry it. Karuba, and they read from it. You think they hung them up? How'd they carry them on Shabbat? To hang them up. They found sheets hanging, meaning a hanging mechitza. It was up in the air, going down, it did not reach within three. And they relied on the idea of mechitza tuya in this exigency to carry the Sefer Torah. Okay, I'm going to chistam ravimi. Machatzelet arba'a umashu. Materet besukah mishum dofen. If you have a mat, which is four and a little bit of tfachim, four tfachim and a little bit, you can use it as a dofen, meaning you hang it, hechiavin, talalebamtsu, you hang it in the middle of your height, meaning pachot mishlosha lamata, so you hang it just below three from the ground, meaning at 2.9 from the ground, that's where it starts, pachot mishlosha lamala, and therefore 2.9 plus 4 and something takes you within 2.9 of 10 on top, and now you've got it. It's sort of reminiscent of the ropes that we used in Eruvin at the end of the first parak. So the answer, the reaction now is that that's an obvious solution. Why do you have to tell it to me? We might have thought that we only say levud in one direction, we had this earlier in the parak, but that we don't say levud in two opposite directions, up and down at the same time, kamash v'lan, that we do. Anything within three is considered contiguous. Meitave, watch this challenge. Machatzalat shiv'a umash matarat besukha mishum dofen. A machatzalat that's seven and something is matir. So the notion is that you can only use levud on one side to get to ten. The answer is ksanya hi besukha gdola. That's talking about a big sukkah, meaning that you've got a machzalat that's seven and you're using it widthwise. So that teaches you that you could put the wall from the top, meaning there's a tall sukkah, and you could put the tfanot up high on top, and if you hang it within three of the top, the levud attached to the top, it goes another seven down, and therefore it gets a total of ten, and according to Rabbi Yossi, that works. If you have a board which is four and a little bit, as width, it works as a dofen. And you put it within three tfachim of the next wall. And that works, that then makes it seven. My Kamashlan is teaching us Kamashlan, Shumeshach Sukkah Tana Shiva, that the minimum size of a Sukkah is seven tfachim, something we did not see explicated elsewhere. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.